I'm in a hotel lobby joined by Duncan Alexander of The Analyst to talk about Liverpool both in general this season, but to look back on now on what has been a number of seasons, especially for Liverpool's front three. I was speaking to Duncan and one of the things I sort of said was there might not be that many more times where what's been called the front three all play together in their roles for 60 minutes, 70 minutes, let alone 90 minutes of a game. So the front three is Mane left, Firmino central, Salah right, and Duncan, they've been almost unique in the history of world football in terms of what they've done.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, you kind of shape it, really. They've been absolutely, you know, probably the best consistent combination of front three. I mean, obviously, we've lived through an era where we've had the MSN and the BBC and all those, you know, spurious combos at overseas clubs. But I think, you know, only one set of three players has ever scored double figures for goals in a Champions League season, all three of them. And that was, you know, Salah, Mane and Firmino in 2017-18, which I think is one of the great sort of semi-forgotten performances, that whole Liverpool Champions League season. Because obviously, you lost the final, but you know the performance of the players to get there, I think, was exceptional, and it was, you know, still relatively, you know, relatively formative in the Klopp era. You know, obviously the following season we had the title race with City and won the European Cup, but then the following season was, you know, as we discussed earlier, was pretty much unprecedented in football, modern or old. So yeah, they've always been good, but yeah, as you alluded to, there's some good numbers around in the Premier League.
I'll start with that Champions League sort of line there. One of the key things that happens in 17-18 and in bits of 18-19 in terms of those numbers, Salah obviously goes nuclear in 17-18, but the other thing that happens quietly is that's arguably Firmino's best performance season in front of goal, both in terms of the chances he was getting for himself, but also the ruthlessness with which he was taking them. And that's part of what elevates, I think, the three of them in that Champions League run. It is the idea that Firmino isn't just creator supreme, but he's also able himself to have chances created for him and finish them.